Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello, and welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast, where we're on a mission to help 1,000 bloggers go full-time in the next 5 years. And I want you to be one of those 1,000. I'm your host in this process, your guide. This is Jonathan Milligan, and I'm super excited to continue our series. So this series is called The 3 Secrets to Work From Anywhere. I think there's a lot of people today who desire to have more flexibility with their work. Maybe they want to do some travel and still be able to work, or they just want to be able to work from anywhere. That's what this series is about. Now, if you haven't had a chance, go back and listen to Secret Number 1. It was all about the paradox of playing small. Today, I want to help you with Secret Number 2. But before we get into it, if you have yet to launch your blog, your website, it's time for you to get in the game. You can go take our free 7-day Launch Your Blog Challenge right now. Just go to bloggingyourpassion.com/start. Again, it's bloggingyourpassion.com/start. Each day for 7 days, I'll send you an email with an instructional video. And within 7 days, you'll know who your audience is. You will have bought your domain name and have your blog set up and ready to go. Sound good? So go check that out. All right. Today, we're going to dive into secret number 2. And here it is. Tip over the biggest domino first. I want you to tip over the biggest domino first. What is your biggest obstacle that seems to be standing in your way? If you don't face it head on, then you'll always be standing still. You'll never be able to get to that next level. It doesn't matter how much learning, how much strategy you've put into it. If you don't tackle your biggest obstacle, then it's just not going to work for you, all right? I want to help you today with that. And I want to start by actually sharing my own story. So I started right out of college as a high school teacher. Both my parents were educators, and so I thought that was my calling in life. But after about 3 years of teaching, even though I love the students, I have a passion to teach, the environment was wrong for me. It was way too much structure, and I had a more entrepreneurial spirit. But I had no clue what I was going to do. I decided to not renew my contract for that next teaching year, and I had to figure something out fast. So lo and behold, I actually landed a call center job. Now, this call center job was a job that I could do at night that could afford me the same salary that I had as a teacher, but it left my days free. And my thought process is, well, I'm going to have my days free to pursue something entrepreneurial. That's what I wanted. Fast forward about 8 months, and I had taken zero action. I had bought programs. I had read books. I was looking at all my options. I was doing a ton of analyzing, but I was not taking action. And you know what I discovered? My biggest domino was this underlying fear and doubt that I wasn't good enough, or that I was going to be rejected, or that I was going to fail. And I remember one night after call center job, one of my coworkers knew that I was constantly had my head in books about all things entrepreneur, you know, starting and launching a business. And he was having a conversation with me, and I was just so frustrated that I'd spent so much time learning and analyzing, but had no action to show for it. that these words came out of my mouth. I said, I'm just ready to go fail at something. I'm just ready to go fail at something. And it was almost as if when those words came off my lips, I knew instantly my life was about to change. Maybe not overnight, but I sure was not going to let this fear and doubt hold me back anymore. Now, it would take me some time to tell you the rest of the story, but today I'm living out my dreams, and I can go back to that pivotal point where I said, I am not going to let doubt and worry or fear slow me down. I'm going to push that domino over. And here's what I want you to know. Your desire to change must be greater than your desire to stay the same. You know, one of the things that was the most challenging to me at that call center job, you know, for most people, that was a transitionary type job. It was a place that you land until you were figuring out what you wanted to do next. And there were some super bright and smart people that I worked with at that call center. But you want to know something? I remember one of them telling me one day that they had been there for over 5 years and they were only expected to be there for 3 months until they found something else. 5 years. You know what it goes back to? What I just said. Your desire to change must be greater than your desire to stay the same. You see, you might fall in love with the idea of having a portable lifestyle business, but you also may be in love with the comfortable life that you're in right now. And you have to decide. You have to make a choice. Your desire to change must be greater than your desire to stay the same. You know, for many of us, doubt is what stops us. And I got to make sure I choose the right thing. I don't know. We go in circles because doubt wins in the end. But I like a statement that Susie Kasem said, and you might want to write this down. You might want to pause this podcast and write it down and keep it by you. This is what she said, quote, doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. And you know, for many of us, we fear failure. We feel like people are going to see us fall flat on our face, and that would be so embarrassing. And I don't want to do something and fail at it. That would be damaging, right? We don't want to fail. But you know what? Failure is not what we should fear. You know what we should fear? Doubt. Because doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. What would happen over the course of the next week or the next 30 days if you began to feel some doubt in you and that sent off a warning sign? Like, oh man, if I'm feeling doubt, I can't give into this doubt because that kills more dreams than failure ever will. And so here's the big point that I want to make for you today, and I want you to really think about this. It's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you're not. It's not who you are that holds you back today, but it's who you think you're not. And what I want to encourage you to do is to step into the person you're meant to be, to decide that you're not going to let doubt or worry or this fear of failure hold you back, and that you're going to lean into the fact that you must change, and your desire to change has to be greater than your desire to stay the same. Well, this may not be one of the secrets that you're expecting when I talk about 3 secrets to work from anywhere, but I promise you, I would not be here today had it not been for that parking lot conversation at 10 o'clock after my call center job. I was just ready to go fail at something. And how about you? Are you ready to fail? Are you at that place today where you say, you know what? Failure's not what I should be fearing. It should be doubt. It should be delay. That's what I should be fearing. And yeah, work that into your life over the next week or two. And then come back next week and we're going to cover secret number 3. Well, that's it for this edition of the Blogging Your Passion podcast, where we're constantly wanting to give you the mindset, the habits, the systems, and the tools that you need in order to grow an amazing blog and portable lifestyle business. All right, once again, if you have not yet got started, I want to encourage you to go right now to bloggingyourpassion.com/start, and you can enroll in our free 7-day Launch Your Blog Challenge. We can help you decide who your audience is, buy your domain, and get your blog up and running. All right, thank you again. And as always, thank you for those of you who take some time to give us a rating and a review inside of iTunes, because it always helps to let other people know about our show. All right, until next time, go out there and blog your blog.